Doge's tiny eyes filled with sudden tears. "I saw the obituary you wrote for the Daily Prophet," said Harry. "I didn't realize you knew Professor Dumbledore so well."
"As well as anyone," said Doge, dabbing his eyes with a napkin. "Certainly I knew him longest, if you don't count Aberforth. And somehow people never do seem to count Aberforth."
"Speaking of the Daily Prophet, I don't know whether you saw, Mr. Doge."
"Oh, please, call me Elpheus, dear boy."
"Elpheus, I don't know whether you saw the interview Rita Skeeter gave about Dumbledore." Doge's face flooded with angry colour.
"Oh, yes, Harry, I saw it. That woman, or vulture might be a more accurate term, positively pestered me to talk to her. I am ashamed to say that I became rather rude, calling her an interfering trout, which resulted, as you may have seen, in aspersions cast upon my sanity."
"Well, in that interview," Harry went on, "Rita Skeeter hinted that Professor Dumbledore was involved in the dark arts when he was young."
"Don't believe a word of it," said Doge at once. "Not a word, Harry. Let nothing tarnish your memories of Albus Dumbledore."
Harry looked into Doge's earnest, pained face and felt, not reassured, but frustrated. Did Doge really think it was that easy, that Harry could simply choose not to believe? Didn't Doge understand Harry's need to be sure, to know everything? Perhaps Doge suspected Harry's feelings, for he looked concerned and hurried on.
"Harry, Rita Skeeter is a dreadful..."
But he was interrupted by a shrill cackle.
"Rita Skeeter? Oh, I love her. Always read her."
Harry and Doge looked up to see Auntie Muriel standing there, the plumes dancing on her hat, a goblet of champagne in her hand.
"She's written a book about Dumbledore, you know." "Hello, Muriel," said Doge. "Yes, we were just discussing..." "You there, give me your chair. I'm 107.
Another red-headed Weasley cousin jumped off his seat, looking alarmed, and Auntie Muriel swung it around with surprising strength and plopped herself down upon it between Doge and Harry.
"Hello again, Barry, or whatever your name is," she said to Harry. "Now, what were you saying about Rita Skeeter, Elpheus? You know she's written a biography of Dumbledore. I can't wait to read it. I must remember to place an order at Flourish and Blotts."
Doge looked stiff and solemn at this, but Auntie Muriel drained her goblet and clicked her bony fingers at a passing waiter for a replacement. She took another large gulp of champagne, belched, and then said,
"There's no need to look like a pair of stuffed frogs. Before he became so respected and respectable and all that tosh, there were some mighty funny rumours about Albus." "Ill-informed sniping," said Doge, turning radish-coloured again. "You would say that, Elpheus," cackled Auntie Muriel. "I noticed how you skated over the sticky patches in that obituary of yours." "I'm sorry you think so," said Doge, more coldly still. "I assure you I was writing from the heart." "Ah, we all know you worship Dumbledore. I dare say you'll still think he was a saint, even if it does turn out that he did away with his squib sister."
"Muriel!"
exclaimed Doge. A chill that had nothing to do with the iced champagne was stealing through Harry's chest.